Yeah. It's one of my favorite beats, actually.
Really?
Mo doesn't have headphones on, so he can't hear it. But he's just gonna be over there. I hope no one's distracted. He said he's just gonna be over there somewhere. There you go. See, waving. Working hard. Hardly working. We got a lot to talk about today, and today only. That's how hot these tamales are.
Last chance.
This is it.
Yeah.
Now or never. Do or die. I love all those sayings.
Yeah.
Apple fixed something up real quick. We talked about a couple of days ago. A few people hit me up on Twitter and said, oh, look at that. News report came out that people have been using AirTags to track and steal high-end vehicles. Stick a little AirTag in the hitch receiver. Find a place to hide it on a nice, expensive vehicle.
It
might have been bingo bango.
Yeah. Just completely interrupt your sentence.
So they would put it in and then actually come steal it once it's back in your driveway. And it's a better time to steal things instead of doing it in the parking lot when they first discover it. They're like, that's the car we want. This was a story that broke, and it happened. It was actually the police around here that had been making some headlines because they were saying, hey, we're noticing this trend of high-end vehicles going missing because of AirTags. And you and I were saying, I remember talking about this even when the AirTags first came out, how we were curious exactly how someone would know that an AirTag that didn't belong to them was near them, like how that would all happen. And then Apple said, well, if you have an iPhone and it's after a certain amount of time, your iPhone will tell you, hey, unknown AirTag is nearby. Mm-hmm. Your current location can be seen by the owner of this AirTag. You know, you get this notification, this alert. But immediately, even all the way back then, we started to wonder, well, wait a sec. What if you have an Android phone? Mm-hmm. And someone is using this AirTag to track you, and I don't know, maybe they know you don't have an iPhone or something like that. Then what do you do? And so there was no solution up until now. And it comes shortly after that story broke. So you wonder if there's a connection. Probably not. Probably they were working on it, but the timing is curious either way. Apple launches AirTags and Find My Detector app for Android in an effort to boost privacy. Apple's following through on a promise to help Android users identify nearby AirTags and find my trackers that aren't with their owners. Mm. So now you have a way to combat this no matter which platform you're on. I mean, of course, Android users are going to have to install this thing.
Yes.
It's called Tracker Detect, designed to help people who don't own iPhones or iPads to identify unexpected AirTags and other Find My Network-equipped sensors that may be nearby. The new app, which Apple released on the Google Play Store Monday, is intended to help people look for item trackers compatible with Apple's Find My Network. If you think someone is using AirTag or another device to track your location, you can scan to try to find it. So you can do it on demand, which is kind of nice too. Mm-hmm. But now people can get real paranoid and they're just going to scan every time they exit their vehicle. They'll be like, you tracking.
Yeah. I would be.
I feel like it gets at a point that you might be real curious. Now, the other thing to mention was the amount of time before you get a notification. It's not instantaneous. Mm-hmm. And I know some of these thieves were, if I recall the original story, they were aiming at somewhere less than a certain number of hours.
Yeah.
Because then those initial updates would be, there you go, at a random time. Following the update, AirTags will beep if they are away from their owner's iPhone at a random time between 8 and 24 hours. And the thieves, of course, they would know this and they would adjust their tactics according to those behaviors. But now all bets are off because people have the tools necessary, and at least thieves would have to be concerned that maybe they're going to get found out in advance because somebody's going to be scanning or using the app even if they happen to be on Android as opposed to iOS.
So you still can't use AirTag if you use an Android phone. It's just mainly like a detector app for other people's AirTags.
And the Android app can play a sound within 10 minutes of identifying the tracker. It may take up to 15 minutes after a tracker is separated from its owner before it shows up in the app, Apple said. If the tracker identified is an AirTag, Apple will offer instructions within the app to remove its battery. Wow. So you still got to find it, if depending where it's hidden on your car, in the case that we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you're going to look pretty hard if you get this notification to take the battery out.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be, God, that would be crazy. You'd turn in your whole car upside down. What would you do at that point? Take it to a mechanic or something and be like, yo, you got to take this thing apart.
Yeah. If I can't find it manually, like myself, probably have to take it.
I guess
to
that's why
auto shop.
I guess that's why it starts beeping, and then hopefully the sound will be enough for you to come through and find. This is brand new stuff. Look, only 195 reviews on there. You can see how it's going to work. But if you're at all paranoid about this, concerned, if you have one of these interesting vehicles that could be a target, or if you're just, you know, privacy concerned in general, you can now install this app and run scans whenever you like.
Mm-hmm.
Or it'll just work in the background on Android. And it already works on iOS, obviously.
Yeah.
Apple now lets you choose contacts who can access your account when you die. Uh-huh. Here's how to set it up. Wow, that's kind of a grim story. It's a couple of grim Apple stories. Car theft and death.
Yes.
And Apple's helping you out with both. Don't get your car stolen. And when you die, let somebody else into your device. This is actually an issue, man. Mm-hmm. It's totally an issue. It's a weird one. It might be an uncomfortable one, but I've heard plenty of stories of people who have lost access, and there may have been a video clip of a loved one, and they really want to get into an old device, and and they can't. And it's even if they could, you wonder if the person would have wanted them to. It's a really weird, philosophical scenario. But if, much like you have a will or something like that, you can do the same here. You can. If you so decide that you want somebody to have access to your device after you die, you can set it up in advance. Apple released an iPhone update Monday, iOS 15.2, including a new feature called Digital Legacy. What a name.
Mm-hmm.
The change will let you choose specific people who will be able to access your account after you die. It seems pretty straightforward. It's kind of like an emergency contact.
Yeah.
Basically. Until now, it's been very difficult for loved ones to access an Apple account of a family member or friend who died without the phone's passcode or iCloud information. Surviving family members sometimes had to get a court order for access to deceased loved ones' digital data. That access can be helpful if a surviving family member needs phone numbers, emails, passwords, notes, and other information. It's very strange because Apple, so privacy-oriented, and then you wonder, do you still deserve privacy in death? Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? And it gets a little squirrely, but in this case, it's better because you just set it up in advance and then they know for certain that that's the person or people that you wanted to grant access to. So Apple Digital Legacy, I don't know. What do you think, Will? Are you going to leave your digital legacy to someone else?
No.
No, it dies when you die. You get buried.
I'm actually very concerned if they get hacked somehow. And then they would have access to my account.
Who gets hacked? The person.
The person who has my credentials.
Oh, that I've are we having a crypto talk right now? Is that what's going on?
No.
Oh, well, why would they want to? What would be the risk?
What do you mean?
So why would they be a target to be hacked on your behalf because they are your digital legacy partner?
Oh, maybe it's like a 2-for-1 deal. Like they somehow hacked. I don't know. If I give permission to my sister or something.
Okay.
They would be like, oh, here's a password for this other person.
Gotcha.
And, you know,
they would have access.
Everything kind of falls apart.
The chosen contacts can access data stored in iCloud, like photos, and scroll a little bit more, and documents after the original user dies, so long as they have a special access key and a copy of the desk. See, I thought crypto right away.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, imagine there's some all types of crypto on there.
Yeah.
And you tell your family members, I mean, obviously there's other ways, other redundancies you can set in place that are more robust than just your phone. But I'm sure someone's going to use it that way. And I know you're not allowed to talk about crypto anymore, but
no,
this story is too, some people have real value
for sure
on their phones.
And just sentimental.
And sentimental stuff, is really what it's about. But anyway, this is better. Give people permission to, in advance, skip the court order.
Would you?
Digital legacy. I guess so. Yeah, sure. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know, man. Today's episode is sponsored by Manscaped with the fancy holiday look to the website right now.
There's a lot of Christmas spirit.
Yeah, holiday sale, 10% off the entire website, plus free shipping. Now, the main attraction here is that Lawnmower 4.0, the all-new skin-safe electric trimmer, charges on a nice little dock, ceramic blades, skin-safe technology, waterproof, LED light so you can see what you're doing. And this is a thing you're going to want to see what you're doing as you get closer to the groin.
Of course.
Area. But honestly, it's just a sensitive razor all around. It's not going to be tugging, pulling, stabbing. It wirelessly charges in the dock, actually, as well, which the tech fans are going to be very happy about. Extended battery up to 90 minutes of use. They've really taken the product and with each version, iterated and improved. And that's what brings us to the 4.0 two-tone black finish. Hot foil stamped with a black chrome logo.
Mm-hmm.
Manscaped. Holiday sale.
Manscaped's best-selling product is the Performance Package 4.0. Whether this is for your partner, dad, brother, or friend, get them something they'll actually use with the Performance Package 4.0. Get 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com/Lou. Be the ballsiest gift giver this year with Manscaped.
Also sponsored by Calm for Business. It's time to bring calm to your workplace. We need it. I'll tell you that because I was looking at Mo earlier and he was over here. He's like a complete ball of stress.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to figure out a problem. He's rubbing his head and his hair. And I said, you need Calm for Business. And over 1,500 organizations find Calm because of Calm for the workplace. Mm-hmm. Lincoln, Universal Studios, GoFundMe, Kraft Heinz. Let me tell you what this is. You're trying to have an organization that's strong, not just from the standpoint of the typical ways you would evaluate such things, but also in the mental, in a psychological health category.
Resilient.
You might say resilient.
Mm-hmm. It's a nice word.
So you jump on here, you take a master class, you train your mind, you have a deep concentration meditation. It's provided by the business for the employees.
Right now, Calm for Business is offering a 1-year subscription for HR and benefit leaders when you go to calm.com/Lou Later. That's a free year of Calm for HR and benefit leaders so that you can personally experience what Calm can do for your company. Get started today at calm.com/Lou Later. Thank you to Calm.
Elon Musk is the 2021 person of the year.
Yes.
And
do you think he deserves it?
Yeah, that makes sense to me, but I don't know. The idea of a person of the year is kind of makes me feel uncomfortable. I don't know why. Like, even if, I don't know. It's a lot of, is it pressure? Like, I don't know why I'm feeling awkward about this. Even if.
I guess for this, because it's 1 year that encompasses.
Yeah, it's also a weird, know, it's also
a whole lot.
Weird year. I don't know. I think I have a trouble with awards and headlines and all this stuff in general because I don't know, these things are just complex.
Sure.
Like, there's so much going on. Obviously the person of the year has to be somebody that's hugely famous, or at least I think it typically is.
Mm-hmm.
They're not gonna pick, I don't know, some humanitarian down the road who did something nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
or did something great. Like, you have to has to be some contribution. You have to be pretty well known. I mean, you're still selling magazines. I don't know if it's a physical copy of it or not. But Elon Musk has obviously done a lot in the last year and even before that.
Yeah.
He seemingly says no to no projects, working on going to space.
Internet for all.
Electrify. Yeah, it's like, man, you can pick. Yeah. You could definitely pick worse, but he is also a divisive character to some. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know really what he says that is the most divisive stuff. There was some stuff when early COVID, and I'm trying to think of the other stuff. Obviously, SEC fines.
Yeah.
California just, government, he kind of talked a little bit about.
Yeah.
Playing
around with crypto.
Taxes, prices. Crypto, Doge. Yeah, he's a bit of a provocateur wonder if he would embrace that title or not. Anyway, but yeah, it's, man, Tesla has had a dramatic impact on the entire automotive sector and the technology sector. I'll say that. And it's got to be, you know, in my lifetime since I've been alive, maybe the most influential company that's launched, arguably. I'm sure you can make other arguments. People probably, you know, it's hard to launch a new car company. We forget that because Tesla feels like they've been there now. But there were times where that thing was slippery.
Yeah.
And it was like, man, a manufacturer. And he just pushed through a lot of many obstacles, I'm sure. Many that we completely don't even know about. I think where people get into trouble with this analysis is you think that in order for a person to make these huge or significant contributions, that for you to be on board with that, you have to be the hugest fan of them or agree with everything they've ever said. Well, I don't necessarily know that's the case. People we're all weird and complicated. And to have such strict criteria for how you, you know, everybody is going to do things that you like and everybody's going to do things that you don't like. If you've ever had relationships with people, this is part of being human. Mm-hmm. And people are going to do certain things and believe certain things and say certain things, and then they're going to change those things too along the way, like we are. We're very interesting creatures. And mm-hmm. This is a very roundabout analysis. I don't really know what to say about it. I think it's deserved in his case. I don't know. I mean, there's probably a lot of people that could have deserved something like this. Mm-hmm. But certainly in our world, in our realm, this is a person who's having a significant impact and certainly absolutely changing the world.
Yes.
Period.
And change is good. I think a lot of people would consider him a humanitarian, that all of his companies are striving to help humanity in some way.
Yeah, I mean, but he...
to a very obvious position.
What do you think is the most, will end up being the most significant impact? Right? Like, it's not obvious with the space thing exactly what ends up happening. And I talked to you about this before too, where I was curious how much of it is driven by one individual's motivation and how much of it can get passed on. I mean, I'm not saying he's not that old, but it's just a curiosity for me with mm-hmm. this, all this variety of interests and who carries the torch beyond that. And because space was dead for how long? And then all of a sudden space is back. And I'm not saying he's solely responsible for it, but he's playing a big role in mm-hmm. space being back. Mm-hmm. And electric cars came and went, and that electric car from GM died. And they mm-hmm. buried it for whatever series of reasons. And would we have such motivation from the variety of automakers now if it wasn't for Tesla doing what Tesla has done? Mm-hmm. Man, it's a lot. Sure. Person of the year.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's earned it.
That's fine. Absolutely. I got no problem with it. Like I said, I think... people may have somebody else in mind and they may have a list of attributes for that person. Mm-hmm. That's the trouble with the award, is that you make it, some people will read that as somebody else was undeserving. I think it's an impossible task to say who is the person of the year. And that's part of it, is that you're supposed to know that in order for some individual to be named it, others cannot. So uh-huh. it's just part of the game of labeling someone person of the year.
Exactly.
Just accept that.
Yeah.
A lot of people doing a lot of things that mm-hmm. are amazing. Mm-hmm. Let's all agree. And a lot of people doing a lot of things that are not amazing.
Yeah. But not Elon, though. He's mostly amazing.
Do those people get, villain of the year?
Time would host it.
That's my magazine. Every year we have villain of the year. I'm sure it exists.
Yeah.
I don't know who it would be this year. Speaking of Elon, this is a twist. This is a change of pace here. Actually, this entire episode, death and...
What are you talking about? We got
stolen cars. Man of the year. You got man of the year, but now you're back to a suspicious death. Suspicious death reported of the year. Yeah. At Tesla parking lot in Fremont, California. Local police and fire department said that a suspicious death occurred at the Tesla factory parking lot in Fremont, California on Monday afternoon. Firefighters responded to the Tesla facility and provided medical aid, but pronounced the subject deceased, and Fremont police are now investigating a possible homicide. Whoa!
Uh-oh.
Talking about a murder at the Tesla plant? Get ready.
Murder mystery.
Conspiracy theorists. Reddit is all fired up. Reddit's flying right now.
The sleuths?
Oh, man. Everybody's sleuthing. Local police. And on the same, around the same time that the CEO of the company is named Person of the Year.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I'm joking, guys. Well, I mean, I'm not joking. This is, I mean, in person actually got killed over here. So I don't know if it's connect. I mean, on December 13, 2021, approximately December 13th, okay, very recently, at approximately 3:26 p.m. That's a weird time, too. 3 in the afternoon. Fremont Fire Department personnel responded to Tesla on a report of a subject down in the parking lot. Firefighters provided medical aid and pronounced the subject deceased. Fremont police homicide investigators on the scene, taking over the investigation, so they believe it's a homicide. The Fremont factory is Tesla's only U.S. vehicle assembly plant today. Well, obviously, they're working on the one in Austin, Texas, a Cybertruck facility. Mm. Yeah, because here's why. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Well, no, I mean, you're going to need credentials to get into that parking lot.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I know that you're thinking, okay, there's a lot of people that work there. You're in a busy spot. I don't know. Probably no big deal. But, Will, can you imagine in a parking lot somebody got murdered that worked here? Like, we wouldn't even be the same. Like, it would not be business as usual.
Yeah. I would try to find out why and how.
Man, so when, you got to believe where? That, like, internally, I mean, the story is currently developing. I'm sure new information is going to come out. And maybe it's unrelated to anything work-related, but it happens on the premises, and for sure people are going to be, their imagination going to be flying. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of important people coming through there. I wonder if Elon is going to tweet about it. Check his Twitter real quick. This is kind of a big deal. I mean, I know it kind of happened recently, and maybe he has to stay away from it because it's, you've got to imagine it's... Yeah. Well, wait, 9 hours ago was before this report, right? Oh, okay. No, wait, 13th. What's today? 13th at 3:26. Today's the, oh, never mind. It was yesterday. Yeah. He probably knew that report before he tweeted the Doge comment.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
So nothing there.
That's a weird observation with timing. So 3:26, the person is pronounced dead on the 13th.
Man. Why am I laughing?
No,
it's just this tweet is
The tweet is very unrelated to that event, but I guess the story wasn't out yet. You wonder when he would have found out. Mm-hmm. If somebody dies at your factory in the parking lot, and it would be immediate.
I would think
it's a murder. It's got to be pretty close to me,
especially when the news outlets.
Unless
get
he has
a hold
some
of
type
it.
Of weird sleep habit and didn't find out until. But anyway, yeah, very strange. Obviously, because it's Tesla, it makes news. And I'm sure we're going to find out more. Mm-hmm. And hopefully the suspect is, hopefully they have a suspect. And hopefully they catch whoever's responsible, I mean.
Yeah. Good luck.
I don't know, man. Talk about murder, man.
Yeah.
The Tesla, Fremont, weird.
Uh-huh. Some lighter news, though.
Lighter news! Dogecoin soars after Elon Musk says Tesla will accept it as payment for merchandise. Automaker will make some merchandise available to buy with cryptocurrency, its chief said in a tweet. What is this? What website is this? Wall Street Journal. It's so funny, isn't it? You look at the way that his tweet is crafted, and then you look at how serious the Wall Street Journal post is.
Yeah.
Afterwards. Like, here's the tweet. Tesla will make some merch buyable with Doge and see how it goes. No, period. And then the Wall Street Journal's version of reporting on that casual tweet. Yeah, Doge went way up. I guess he's still got some pull when it comes to the Doge thing.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Willie Doo was boycotting crypto because he's been telling me that he's off of it because it was keeping him
well,
open.
Well, this
right?
is more Tesla news,
oh,
not crypto
oh,
news.
Okay. No, I
sometimes
mean,
it overlaps, you know.
Hey, man, you got the news is the news. What you do on your personal time, you got to take care of.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I got that handled.
You know, you can't be rolling the slot machine all day long. You got things. You got life to live.
Sure. Yeah.
So, but when it comes to the news, if it's crypto, it's crypto.
Yeah. You know. So, I don't feel guilty about it at all.
So Doge is back in. It was out for a while. It's back in. It's going to be hot for 5 minutes or 15 or who knows. But what it means is Tesla's not crazy to the point that they're letting you use Doge to buy a car, but they're going to let you buy the merch. And there's been a couple of interesting merch items recently, including the kids quad Power Wheels looking thing. There's been the, which is kind of pricey. So that would be quite a bit of Doge.
Yeah.
The whistle.
Yeah.
Which I ordered and I don't know where it is. Maybe it's at the UPS. I don't know if you checked recently, but the whistle and whatever other merch they have. I mean, there's shirts and presumably mugs and keychains and you're kind of, your regular stuff that you would have, onesies, jackets, hats. So I guess at some point here soon, you're going to get to use Doge for that, which is enough for the thing to boom. Because you finally have some utility for it, something, it can do something.
Yeah.
You can turn it into a tangible good. And the dream is still alive. And also, I guess people know that Elon hasn't completely moved on from his romantic relationship with Doge.
Yes.
I don't think it's romantic, but...
No.
Ooh, a lot of Tesla news today, Will.
I told you.
Mr. Tesla. Tesla releases new charger faceplates that match car colors. Holiday gift for Tesla owners. That's, do you think, coincidence that that lines up with the PlayStation faceplates?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I never thought about this. I mean, I look at the charger back there and I never think, hey, I need a different faceplate. But man, there's some Tesla super fans out there.
They have a red, blue, and a gray.
Yeah, it match. I mean, obviously I would get the blue one if I got one.
Mm-hmm.
But what would they charge for that? Did they say the price?
They should say the price. It's $100.
$100 for the faceplate. And they say, hey, that might sound expensive, but it's made of tempered glass. So
that's not bad.
It's like a nice finish to it. Perfectly pair your wall connector to the paint color of your Tesla vehicle with wall connector color matched faceplate made from the same durable tempered glass as the original design. These faceplates offer a stylish alternative to your Tesla charging setup and easy installation. Available in midnight silver metallic, deep blue metallic, red multi-coat, and solid black. Tesla sells a faceplate for $100. Could be a good holiday gift for Tesla owners. It only matches its latest generation Gen 3 wall connector. And the price of that connector is went up from $500 to $550 recently. I didn't know that.
Oh. And here's instructions to replace it.
Yeah, you just clip it right on there, Will. No big deal. NBD, as they say. It's a big NBD. But yeah, look, man, the enthusiasm around the brand, so big. And people, like even me, I got one and then I started accessorizing it. I realized the video is not out yet.
Yeah.
I'm talking about it like this video. The video is coming out really soon, but when you love something, when you really like a product, well, that's a bit of a spoiler on the video, but when you really like a product, you feel this strange need to accessorize it.
Mm-hmm.
It's I don't know how to explain it, but you want to personalize it. You want to
you want an NFT of it.
You want to enhance your relationship with it.
Sure.
Even further. And it's like it gave you so much, you want to give back. You're like, "You know what? I'm going to accessorize you."
Yeah.
And so anyway, it's like you, like with Otis, you start buying him like a toy or a collar. Or, I don't know. I'm sure you bought all kinds of crazy things.
Have an Otis tattoo.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw Otis every time. He's got some new thing he's chewing on, or you kept buying him those beds to lay on, even though he kept chewing them in half. Yeah. Every time.
It's like a weekly basis.
Yeah. There's a brand new, there's another bed.
Well, I want him to feel comfortable and warm.
You're accessorizing. Yeah. Sure. I mean, I don't know if it's comparable. Otis is alive. Your Tesla's not, but
yeah.
They
or
do.
Or is it?
Easy, Will. Imagine if the homicide in the parking lot was actually somebody driving a car, and the guy was run over purposely, but it was actually the AI.
Summons back and forth.
Exactly. And the police are like, this to me looks like a homicide right here.
Yeah.
And the car is the And they're like, actually, no one was even manning it. It's the world's first AI homicide.
Yeah. It's got blood all over it. And yet...
Wow. This just happened. I feel like we should take it easy.
Yeah.
But, whoa. That just crossed my mind. Like,
sentient.
Could the car in any way be implicated or involved? See, that's what... I mean, I guess if they tell us the cause of death or, like, if there was a weapon involved or something, then we'll know more. But, whoa.
Yeah. And what if the person maybe who summoned it, like, didn't even know?
No, I don't know. Nobody summoned it. Like, we're getting carried away over here.
We're sleuth.
We're stop sleuthing, all right? Leave it.
All right.
There's better sleuths than us out there anyway. Nike buys a virtual sneaker maker. Oh, crypto. Another crypto
we're
story.
Back into crypto.
You degenerate.
Yeah.
Nike Inc. is acquiring a virtual collectibles company as it dives further into the metaverse. Yeah, well, they saw what Adidas was doing, right?
Yes, and buying land.
They just like, listen, we're Nike, all right? You're doing it, we're doing it. Mm-hmm. The sportswear giant agreed to buy Rift Kit, RTFKT, sure. A business founded in 2020 that creates digital products like sneakers and uses blockchain technology to ensure authenticity. According to a statement on Monday, financial terms of the deal were not disclosed. This acquisition is another step that accelerates Nike's digital transformation. Chief Executive Officer John Donahoe said in the statement, our plan is to invest
Rift Kit?
That's what I said, but RIT. But the T becomes before the F.
Yeah.
RIT.
I think you just say the abbreviation.
RIT Kit. RIT Kit. RIT Kit. Serve and grow their innovative and creative community and extend Nike's digital footprint and capabilities, plotting its digital future. Yeah, man. Downloadable virtual goods. Can you imagine, Will? All you got to do is collect the NFTs of the sneakers. You don't actually need to own the sneakers in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got all these sneakers in the closet. Like, we get it. You're enthusiastic, but you don't even wear them.
And you don't even wear them, so.
There's dust everywhere.
Might as well be digital, right?
If it seems to be anything that people collect that can be NFT'd, sports, they did it with NBA, Top Shot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, video games, we imagine a way in which skins and things, people feel very strongly about that, but. It seems artwork, obviously, was the number one. It seems inevitable now that people are going to be collecting digital versions of all the things that had previously been collected in the real world, non-virtual, physically manifested.
I wonder if there was a way that if you collect like a Nike shoe, like physically, somehow it could be tied to like an NFT. And yeah. Be certified,
sure.
In that way, so like if you know that you know this person owns the NFT, they have the legit physical.
Yeah, it's like a authenticity certificate.
Yeah,
which they've.
But
had.
Even more so since it's in the blockchain.
It's in the. You just had to say blockchain today, didn't you?
Yeah, I have to say at least once.
Yeah, exactly.
A day in the studio.
You're like Lou. I quit crypto, man. It's keeping me up at night. It's not good for me. Here's 7 stories about crypto.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say blockchain multiple times in the day.
And I check mark Asana. Like it's done. It's complete.
Yeah, man. Who knows how they're going to end up using it, but definitely you can imagine that you buy the sneaker, the collectible sneaker. You get the collectible NFT that's exclusive to those that were able to purchase the limited number of those sneakers that were available. And now the value goes through the roof for both. It's you can see so many ways that they can do this type of thing, man. It's endless.
Yeah.
Collectibles, enthusiasm mapping, human enthusiasm.
Yes.
Equals value, period. Equals money, period. My RTX 3090 is overheating with this GTA 5 ultra realistic graphics mod. Okay, this popped up in my suggested videos, and these are always incredible to me when people. Just boost the performance on a title that you've seen before, and then all of a sudden it looks like something completely different, completely better. Before you play it, you're going to have to go over to the quality settings over there, Will.
Oh, right, yeah.
What was I
thinking? What, 4K? I guess.
Yeah, so. Go all the way up. 4K, 60 frames, ultra realistic graphics gameplay, maximum settings, ray tracing graphics mod. It starts out with a car here. You may have to. It looks amazing. It looks incredible. So good. You have some driving. Obviously, you have some violent gameplay as well. I mean, it's GTA after all.
So you were impressed by this?
Well, aren't you? I mean,
I am. Yeah.
He did say his 3090 is overheating. 3090 is sort of state of the art at the moment. The future. Like, you were showing off that Matrix thing the other day. Remember that?
Yep.
And, you know, every so often you have leaps in graphics performance. And it's definitely not for everybody, because everybody doesn't have a 3090, and then certainly the game doesn't look like this for the vast majority of people. But you catch glimpses when you see it, like, oh, man. And particularly when you're looking at the reflections and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
The missing pieces, you don't... When you're playing the game, you're in the game, you're like, yeah, it looks good, it looks great, and you don't really pick up. But then you see something like this, and you're like, man, the real world has so many more like micro little nuances, reflections, shadows. There's still a long way to go, but you see something like this, and you're like, oof. You can picture hyper-realistic virtual worlds.
Yes. I think the lighting has everything to do with it. You know,
reflections.
Yeah. Once they get those RTX, like that ray tracing technology, 100%, then I think that we'll be living in it, to be honest.
You know what's funny about this?
So impressive.
The part that feels the most unbelievable is just the way the person's driving. It's not actually the visual appearance of anything. If the driving was normal, instead of like driving down the middle of the road, which everybody does in GTA. In fact, sometimes I get so caught up in the driving down the middle of the road, I don't do anything else.
Right.
I just cruise around and completely get off track.
You're just driving like a regular car, obeying the
traffic.
Like, then it would even look more realistic.
Which I think was the key when you showed that Matrix clip that was being demoed. It was basically a tech demo, and you showed it on PlayStation 5.
Yeah.
Since it was a tech demo and you weren't really playing it, you couldn't see the person playing it. So the video game-ness of it wasn't evident.
Yeah.
And so the same thing goes here, is as you look around and you're like, man, yeah, virtual worlds are certainly getting there.
And this was a game that was released, in 2013?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so much potential. I mean, yeah, if you're even to play it back, in 4K 60, I presume prior to upload it would look even better actually on a person's GPU, just like displayed on their monitor. It would be even. I wonder how many frames they were getting.
It has to be at least 60, right?
It has to be at least 60, or else we'd be. But it could have been a bit more.
Oh yeah, for sure, 60 and up, I would say.
My RTX 3090 is overheating with this GTA 5 ultra-realistic graphics. So go check the original video. 140,000 thumbs up.
Channel's name's Inter.
Damn.
Shout out.